Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion, the 12th Hour, Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is October 27, 2016, or it is April 27, 2020, we'll start our first service today with a song entitled Onward Christian Soldiers. Onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Yahshua going on before. Yahshua the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banner go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Yahshua going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On them, Christian soldier, unto victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, let your anthem ring. Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war, with the cross of Yahshua going on before. Like a mighty army moves the church of Yah. Brothers, we are ready where the saints have tried. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Yahshua going on before. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng. Lend without your forces in the triumph song. Glory, Lord, and honor unto Yahshua the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war, with the cross of Yahshua going on before. Yeah, we're starting with Abraham, part 7. We're going to continue now with our study. We're in Joshua chapter 3. Start with verse 1. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim, and they came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. It came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. for ye have not passed this way hitherto before. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves for the morrow, that Yahweh will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant, and went before the people. And Yahweh said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither, and hear the words of Yahweh your Elohim. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living Yahweh is among you, that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant Yahweh of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. Now therefore take ye 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe of man. And it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Yahweh of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above. And they shall stand up on a heap. And it came to pass when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of the harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam that is beside Zaratan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Okay, that's the end of Joshua chapter 3. Let's go right into our next chapter. It'll be Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 4. Start with verse 1. And it came to pass when all the people were clean, passed over Jordan, that the Yahweh spake unto Joshua, saying, take ye 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe of man, and command ye them, saying, take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priests' feet stood firm, 12 stones. Ye shall carry them over with you, and lead them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe of man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Yahweh Elohim into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Yahweh spake unto Joshua, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priests who spared the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Yahweh commanded Joshua to speak unto the children, unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over that the ark of Yahweh passed over and the priests in the presence of the people. Joshua chapter 4, verse 12. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh passed over, armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Yahweh unto battle, unto the plains of Jericho. On that day the Yahweh magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him, as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And Yahweh spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all its banks as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. Okay, so it was in the 10th day of the first month. So that's the time when you set aside the lamb for the Passover. Because on the 14th day you kill it, and then on the 15th day you have the Passover. Alright, Joshua 4:20. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan, did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Yahweh your Elohim dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until ye were passed over, as the Yahweh your Elohim did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Yahweh, that it is mighty, and that you might fear the Yahweh your Elohim forever. Okay, that's all of Joshua chapter 4. Let's go see what our next chapter will be, dealing with the covenant. We're learning some things, folks, as we do it this way. Okay, Joshua chapter 6. It says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And Yahweh said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priest, and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Yahweh. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Yahweh. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Yahweh and blew with the trumpet, and the ark of the covenant of Yahweh followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rear ward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout." So the ark of the Yahweh compassed the city going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Yahweh, and seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Yahweh went on continually, and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the rear ward came after the ark of the Yahweh. For the priests going on, and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once, and returned into the camp, so they did 6 days. Then it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early after the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, "Shout, for the Yahweh hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Yahweh. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed when you take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Yahweh. They shall come into the treasury of the Yahweh." That's where Achan got in trouble. He disobeyed that command, and he took and stole some of the spoils of gold and silver and so forth, and hid it in his tent. It didn't belong to him. It was supposed to be put into the treasury of the Yahweh. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. For Joshua had said unto the 2 men that had spied out the country, "Go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her." And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was there, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of Yahweh. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, "Cursed be the man before the Yahweh that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it." So the Yahweh was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. All right, now we go on into Joshua chapter 7, verse 1. "But the children of Israel committed the trespass and the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Yahweh was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside the Beth Haven on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai, and they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the peoples of Labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai, and the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate, even unto the Sheb of Barim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Yahweh until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Yahweh Elohim, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to Elohim we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. O Yahweh, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us round, and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And Yahweh said unto Joshua, Get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. They've sinned, and they've also transgressed his covenant. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen, and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were cursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. What is that telling us? Yahweh had to get rid of all of the accursed from us even today. Had to start with Gilead Center. Had to start with Brother Johnson. He was the first one accursed. When it started the judgment of the living, he was the first one marked. So, then Achan was the first one marked when they got into the land, that got the first curse fell on him for breaking Yahweh's covenant. So, as we start to enter into this land today, in the 12th hour, at the first step into the 12th hour, Brother Johnson was the first one called forth and judged, and he was the first accursed one. So he was accursed. As well as those that had gone before him, Ben Roden and his wife, Lois Roden, they were accursed and destroyed. And their son that succeeded them, Buck Roden, he was accursed. And all of those that had anything to do with New Mount Carmel and the Rodens, they were accursed. And Yahweh showed his disdain for that whenever he had the government go out there and burn them out in 1993 and burn them to the ground. Destroy them off the face of the earth. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, There is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Yahweh taketh shall come according to the families thereof, and the families which the Yahweh shall take shall come by households, and the household which the Yahweh shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Yahweh, and because he hath wrought folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken, and brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zerahites, and he brought the family of the Zerahites man by man, and Zabdi was taken, and he brought his house whole man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, and thus have I done, when I saw among the spoils of goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. Then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. They took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Yahweh. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and he brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Yahweh shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Yahweh turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of that place is called the Valley of Achor unto this day. All right, that's the end of chapter 7 of Joshua. Now we go on to chapter 8. It says, and the Yahweh said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up unto Ai. See, I have given into thy hand the king of Ai and his people, and his city and his land. And thou shalt do unto Ai and her king as thou didst in unto Jericho and her king, only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall ye take for a prey unto yourselves. Lay thee an ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua rose and all the people of war to go up against Ai. And Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, behold, you shall lie and wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. And I, and all the people that are with me, will approach unto the city, and it shall come to pass, when they come out against us, as at the first, that we will flee before them. For they will come out after us, till we have drawn them from the city, for they will say, they flee before us, as at the first, therefore we will flee before them. Then you shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the city, for the Yahweh Elohim will deliver it into your hand. And it shall be when you have taken the city that you shall set the city on fire, according to the commandment of the Yahweh shall you do. See, I have commanded you. Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush and abode between Bethel and Ai, on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night among the people. And Joshua rose up early in the morning and numbered the people, and went up he and the elders of Israel before the people of Ai, and all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh and came before the city, and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. And he took about 5,000 men, and sent them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai, on the west side of the city. And when they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north side of the city, and their liars in wait on the west of the city, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. And it came to pass when the king of Ai saw it, that they hasted and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at a time appointed before the plain. But he wished not that there were liars in ambush against him behind the city. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them and fled by the way of the wilderness. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to pursue after them, and they pursued after Joshua, and were drawn away from the city. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel. And they left the city open and pursued after Israel. And Yahweh said unto Joshua, stretch out the spear that is in thy hand toward Ai, for I will give it into thine hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. And the ambush bush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand. And they entered into the city and took it and hastened and set the city on fire. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven. And they had no power to flee this way or that way. And the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. And the other issued out of the city against them, so they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side, and they smote them so that they let none of them remain or escape. And the king of Ai they took alive and brought him to Joshua. And it came to pass when Israel had made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness wherein they chased them, and when they were all fallen on the edge of the sword until they were consumed, that all the Israelites returned unto Ai and smote it with the edge of the sword. And so it was that all that fell that day, both of men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. For Joshua drew not his hand back, wherewith he stretched out the spear, until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Only the cattle and the spoil of that city Israel took for a prey unto themselves, according unto the word of Yahweh, which he commanded Joshua. And Joshua burnt Ai and made it an heap forever, even a desolation unto this day. And the king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until eventide. And as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city, and raise thereon a great heap of stones that remaineth unto this day. Joshua reaffirms the law of Moses. Then Joshua built an altar unto Yahweh Elohim of Israel in Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Yahweh, commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones, over which no man hath lifted up any iron, and they offered their own burnt offerings unto Yahweh, and sacrificed peace offerings. And he wrote there upon the stone a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. Okay. And all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side the ark and on that side before the priests Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, as well the stranger as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, had commanded before that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterwards he read all the words of the law, the blessings and cursings, according unto all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read, not before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones, and the strangers that were conversing among them. Okay. Joshua chapter 23, verse 1. And it came to pass a long time after that the Yahweh had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel, and for their elders, for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age. Ye have seen all that Yahweh Elohim hath done unto all these nations because of you. For Yahweh Elohim is he that hath fought for you. Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And the Yahweh your Elohim, he shall expel them from before you, and drive them from out of your sight, and you shall possess their land, as Yahweh Elohim hath promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. But cleave unto Yahweh your Elohim, as ye have done unto this day. For the Yahweh hath driven out from before you great nations and strong, but as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase a thousand, for the Yahweh your Elohim, he it is that fighteth for you, and he hath promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that you love the Yahweh your Elohim. Else if you do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they unto you, know for a certainty that the Yahweh Elohim will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, that they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your side, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land wherein Yahweh Elohim hath given you. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which Yahweh your Elohim spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Therefore it shall come to pass that as all good things are come upon you, which the Yahweh your Elohim promised you, so shall the Yahweh bring upon you all evil things, until he have destroyed you from off this good land which the Yahweh your Elohim hath given you. When ye have transgressed the covenant of the Yahweh your Elohim, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed yourselves unto them, then shall the anger of the Yahweh be kindled against you, and you shall perish quickly from off the good land which he hath given unto you. Okay, that's the end of chapter 23. Let's go right on into chapter 24. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before the elders. And Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor. And they served other gods, and I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac, and I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau, and gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it, but Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according unto that which I did among them, and afterwards I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers, with the chariots and the horsemen, unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto Yahweh, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt, and ye dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of Jordan, and they fought with you. And I gave them into your hand, that you might possess your land. And I destroyed them from before you. And Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore, he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand. And you went over Jordan and came unto Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and olive yards which you planted not do ye eat. Now therefore, fear the Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in the truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Yahweh. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood are the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Yahweh. And the people answered and said, Elohim forbid that we should forsake the Yahweh to serve other gods. And Yahweh Elohim, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And Yahweh drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Yahweh, for he is our Elohim. And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Yahweh, for he is an holy Yahweh. He is a jealous Yahweh. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sin. If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that he hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Yahweh. And Joshua said unto the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen you, the Yahweh, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, Yahweh Elohim will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of Yahweh, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of Yahweh. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of Yahweh which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your Elohim. Joshua's death and burial, in verse 28. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance, and Timnath-Serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gash. And Israel served Yahweh all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of Yahweh that he had done for Israel. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, and a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver. And it came to pass, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died, and they buried him in a hill that pertained to Phinehas, his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim. And Judges chapter 2. We're going to start with verse 1. Continue with the word covenant. And an angel of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. Ye shall throw down their altars, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare unto you. And it came to pass when the angel of Yahweh spake these words unto all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and wept. And they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there unto the Yahweh. I'm in Judges chapter 2, verse 6. Death and burial of Joshua. And when Joshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served the Yahweh all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Yahweh that he did for Israel. Okay, now I've already read this once over in Joshua chapter 24. The servant of Yahweh died then 110 years old, and they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heresh in the mount of Ephraim on the north side of the hill Gash. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Yahweh, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. The disobedience of Israel. Verse 11. We're in Judges chapter 2. And the children of Israel did evil the sight of Yahweh and served Balaam. And they forsook the Yahweh Elohim of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Yahweh unto anger. And they forsook the Yahweh and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of the Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of Yahweh was against them for evil, as Yahweh had said, and as Yahweh had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, Yahweh raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a horn after other gods, and bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of Yahweh. But they did not so. And when the Yahweh raised them up judges, then the Yahweh was with the judge, and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented to Yahweh because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed him and vexed him. And it came to pass when the judges was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. And they ceased not from their own doings nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of the Yahweh was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people hath transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of the Yahweh to walk therein, as their fathers did keep it, or not. Therefore the Yahweh left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. That's the end of Judges chapter 2. Let's go to 1 Samuel now, chapter 4. Let's start with the first verse. It says, then went Boaz up. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 4. Alright, start with verse 1. And the word of Samuel came unto all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer. And the Philistines pitched in Aphex. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, wherefore hath the Yahweh smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies. So the people went, sent unto Shiloh, that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubims, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. When the ark of the covenant of Yahweh came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of the Yahweh was come into the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, Elohim has come into the camp. They said, woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing hitherto before. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been to you. Quit yourselves like men and fight. And the Philistines fought. The ark of the Yahweh was taken. And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten. And they fled every man into his tent, and there was a very great slaughter. For there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. And the ark of Yahweh was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent, and with earth upon his head. And when he came to Eli, lo, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside, watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of Yahweh. And when the man came into the city and told it all, the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, what meaneth the noise of this tumult? And the man came in hasty and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim, that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army? And he said, what is there done, my son? And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people. And thy two sons, also Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of Yahweh is taken. It came to pass when he made mention of the ark of Yahweh that he fell from off the seat backwards by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with Saul, near to be delivered, and when she heard the tidings that the ark of Yahweh was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself in travail, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by said unto her, fear not, for thou hast borne a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, the glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of Elohim was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, the glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of Yahweh is taken. Now, it said that the glory had departed because the father-in-law Eli and his son had committed terrible abominations there in the service of the priesthood. So likewise, when I down at Trumbull, I told brothers one day, I said, Yahweh told me that you're as Eli to your two sons. And Brother Johnson said, well, the Lord tells you one thing, he tells me another. So that was his way of trying to get out of it. But that's exactly what happened right there in Kermit, Texas. Well, this brings to close. I start this hour contest just at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. End of our study. Rock of Ages, cliff for me. A rock of ages, cliff for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from the wounded side which flowed be a symbol, double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labors of my hand can fulfill the lost demand. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone, never saving thou alone. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, and behold thee on the throne, rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee.